How are we all doing today? All right, we're going to continue on Achilas Karban Pesach. We'll call this the second installment. And we'll start with Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Kuf Chaf. And hopefully you'll remember that on Monday, we came to the conclusion that there's a gigantic controversy with regard to matzah, which Chachamim added a matzah to the matzah that the Torah required. Namely, the Torah required a matzah of Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs. The Torah also required as an accompaniment to the Korban Pesach. We don't have that matzah today as an accompaniment to the Korban Pesach. But what the Rabbanan did was they created a matzah which would be a Zecher LeKorban Pesach. And we eat matzah twice on the Leil HaSeder. Which one is the real matzah? What I mean, the real matzah, the matzah d'oraisa of Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs. And here we have the sparks flying. You know, we have Rashi and the Rashbam who insist that it's the matzah b'achrona, the last matzah. That's the kiyum. That's the key matzah for Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs. On the other hand, the Rosh doesn't understand what they're talking about, and he would conclude.
The door is closed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He would conclude that the mitzvah of matzah is the first matzah. And of course he would support his contention by quoting the bracha that we make, al achilas matzah, at the beginning of the Seder. What's the sheet of Tosfos? So if we take a look here at Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Kuf Chaf, Dibra Maskel Bachrona in Barishon Lo, Tosfos points out that Ikar mitzvah al Rishonah, that's about six lines down from the top. So with those words, Ikar Mitzvah Barishona, he basically puts himself into which camp?
On the Rashba.
Not Rashba.
Against the Rashba and Rashi, but on the Rashi's camp, Ikar Mitzvah Barishona, right? And that's why he says we want to eat the first matzah l'teyavon. And we could add to him, the question that's going to come up in a few lines, that's why the bracha is on the Rishona. Vigam, but then there's another matzah that we need, and that's the matzah machrona, yelisof. We need a matzah basof, and that's the matzah of tam matzah befiv. Now, what does tam matzah befiv really mean? That's the matzah that replaces the Korban Pesach, and we apply the rules of ein maftir nachar pesach afikoman, so you could have tam matzah befiv, and now you need tam pesach befiv, and now you need tam matzah befiv, because this matzah machrona replaces the matzah replaces the Korban Pesach itself. Then Tosfos throws in a monkey wrench. All of a sudden he says, Vafilu im ikar mitzvah ba'achrona. Who's he addressing now?
Which
Rashi.
The Rashi and the Rashbam. Is Ein Zeh Teima Shel Novarchem Al Rishona K'dei Liftar HaMatzah Shel Achrona. Really the brach at the beginning is for the last matzah at the end, but that's not a tema. Sherei ein levarach achrona. We shouldn't suspend the brach and delay it until the achrona. Mishum deliachah shemila kreso. He's already filled up his belly with matzah. Abal yachol hu levarach al rishona v'tipoter b'achrona shehi ikara mitzvah.
So you can't say bracha because he's filled up his matzah because he filled up his belly with matzah already.
Correct. You can't delay the bracha until after you've already filled up your belly with the matz. That's based on a sugya where? A Rav Chizon Kuf Tezvav with regard to Mora. Now, Tosfos doesn't really take a clear position. If I had to tie Tosfos down and say, well, so where is it? You know, is the Ikar Matzah Rishona, Ikar Matzah Achrona? He's vacillating back and forth. And that might shed a light on Tosfos in Masechet Megillah. Now, if you have the pages that I gave out on Monday, and you turn to page 2 of the big packet here, you'll see that Tosfos in Masechet Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph uses a very strange language. And he says that we have to make sure to eat the matzah before Chatzos, just like the Korban Pesach has to be eaten before Chatzos, according to the Shita Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria. And he says that since Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria requires that we eat the what? You got your picture taken or what? Oh, no, never mind. I thought maybe you're late because they're doing filming here today.
No, it's much better.
No, okay, no, it's okay. You don't have to tell me why you're late. I thought if they took your picture, you should have maybe. All right, whatever. So. That's what I'm saying. When you take the picture, this picture is for the, you know, this is how they publicize Land of Cow. Whatever. It's,
if you don't. Sometimes I look at the brochure, you know, you look at.
Yeah, they're doing these filmings, and yesterday they filmed me.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah,
it's okay. So Tosa says the following. We should eat the matzah no later than when? Chatzos. Fine. The imkay tzarchle my hair. Lechol matzah. We have to be urgent. We have to rush ourselves to eat the matzah below psachim kodim chatzos. So if you're talking about the first matzah, no big deal. No tension, as we said the other day, right? But he says, afilu matzah shal afikomen. Even the matzah of afikomen should be eaten before chatzos. So what would have been the next line in Tosef if we were authoring the Tosef? Why does the matzah of afikomen have to be before chatzos? Because zechel fill the carbon pesach. It's replacing the pesach, which had to be eaten according to Rav Lozman and Azariah before chatzos. And then he throws in a monkey wrench. He says, no. Shaharei chiyuv matzah bizman hazeh havi doraisa. Basically, what Tosis is saying, I don't know if we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. The Chachamim reject Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. They say you can eat the Karban Pesach all the way till the morning. So I'm getting nervous because maybe the halach is right like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Maybe it's not. So what do we do if we have a suffix in halacha? What? No, there's no rov over here. Let's say, because there are many riots that offset the rov. But again, just bear with me, Yoshua. We have a suffix in halacha. What do we do in a suffix halacha? Do we go Lakula? Do we go Lakumra? If it's Doraisa, it's Lakumra. So now I don't know whether I have to eat the Karban Pesach before Chatzos or not. Is that look like Rabbi Elazar? Is that like the Chacham? So what am I going to do? Pachlis. Practically speaking, what do you advocate we do if Yirtzeh Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash, we still have almost 2 weeks, Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt, we're sitting down.
Eat it before Chatzos. We don't, because it is the matzah, then we have to eat.
No, I'm talking about the Karban Pesach. We'll get to matzah in a minute.
Karban Pesach is obviously itself Doraisa.
So therefore, I better be careful to eat before Chatzos. Yeah. But now if you're telling me that the Afikoman is only what? The Rabbanon, it's a Zecher, then I should apply the principle of Safik the Rabbanon. Look, cool, let's be laid back about it. I could eat the Afikoman after Chatzos. No, Sistosis. I have to eat that matzah before Chatzos. Why? Because it's a Chiyuv Doraisa. How does that make sense? The Chiyuv Doraisa was Yotze with which matzah? Not the Afikoman. The first one. So why is Tosis telling me here in Megillah that I have to be makpid to eat the Afikoman, the last matzah, before Chatzos? Because maybe the halach is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Safik Doraisa. What do you mean Safik Doraisa? I was Yotze my Doraisa. What's the answer? Exactly. That Tosis himself in Megillah is adopting the position of Rashi and the Rashbam. But you'll say, wait a minute, Tosis Pesachim says that we paskin like the Rush. He aligns himself with Oshita. That's the first matzah. What's the answer? He never comes to any definite conclusion. He leaves it as an open question. If you take a look on your page 2, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Tuf Ayin Zayin Sif Beis, after he quotes the lengthy discussion of Rashi, the Rashbam, and Tosis in Psochim Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph, at the end of this whole discussion, he writes, Vahatosvus, this is on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, line 7, Vahatosvus Nirekim Mistapkim Bazem. Did you see those words?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know. Tosis vacillates. Does that look like the Rush? Does that look like Rashi and the Rashbam? Tosis doesn't know what position to adopt. And therefore, we understand what Tosis is saying here in Masechet Megillah, that if indeed we adopt the position that it's the last matzah, like the Rashi and the Rashbam, that is the matzah, Doraisa, Be'erev Tochlu matzahs, then we have to be very careful to eat that matzah before Chatzos. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Maran HaMechaber, it's on the same page. In Hilchos, Pesach, Simon, Tofayim, Zayin, Sif, Aleph, Li'achar, Gmar, Kol, Asuga, Ochlim, Mimatza, Hashmura, Tachas, Hamapa, Kizayis, Lechol, Echad, Zecha, Lepesach, HaNechal, Asova. What does it sound like?
Like Rosh.
It sounds like the Rosh. But then he says, V'hei zahir, please underline those words, la'ochlo kodim chatzos. That sounds like the other sheet of Rashi and the Rashbam. So you could say two things. Either you can say that the Shulchan Aruch himself is vacillating on this, and we have to take into consideration even Shitas Rashi and the Rashbam, the last matzah is the Ikar matzah's mitzvah, l'shem chova, and we have to be very careful, we have to eat it for a katzos. Or he may be maintaining the position that even though he was Yotzei the Ikar Chi of matzah with the first matzah, like the sheet of the Rush, nevertheless, the takana, or the minag, of eating the last matzah of Zecher l'Korban Pesach should be governed by the same laws that would govern the Korban Pesach itself. And since with regard to the Korban Pesach itself, as a Doraisa, have to be careful with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's requirement to eat the Pesach before Katzos, the same law by transmutation should apply to the Afikoman, even though it's only a Zecher l'Korban Pesach. I don't know. I don't know how to interpret the Machaber in Shulchan Aruch.
So is it that the Afikoman, the matzah, is a Zecher to the Pesach, or is it like the Iker mitzvahs achilas matzah?
Right, I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't commit himself on that question.
Can we choose?
Okay.
But at the end of the day, after Chatzot, before Chatzot, we didn't have back his eye, no matter what.
Correct. That's why I wanted to show you the Mechaber, that the Mechaber paskins, and I don't know that the Ramah disagrees, so it's good for us, good for you, good for everybody. We should be eating Afikom before Chatzot. It's something that you should be spreading the word about. Now, if the evidence, if you didn't eat the Afikom before Chatzot, I would say to eat it after Chatzot. But let's be makpid, as the Shulchan Aruch says, to eat it before Chatzos, and keep in mind that might be your matzah's chol. Because at the end of the day, there's such a long list of the school of Rishonim who maintain that matzah bachrona is the ikar matzah. We should be very careful. We should eat that matzah beseva. We should eat it with a kavana l'shem mitzvah. We should eat it before Chatzos. What else did I leave out?
Is there
okay, that's a little difficult.
Is there a shita that says if you eat the matzah after Chatzot, then you're not even
guilty? I would maintain the following. Again, you have to combine two explosive premises. Premise number one is that we definitely paskin without a suffix, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Pesach has to be eaten before Chatzot. And premise number two is that the matzah bachrona is the ikar matzah schova. If you combine those two, then you're absolutely not Yotze the mitzvah of matzah after Chatzos. Again, if we go back to Shalom's suggestion of Monday, that maybe you Yotze as a default position with the first matzah. But I'm just saying, or Lu Yitzu, you only had one Kizayis matzah. We're going to soon see the Rishonim address that question. The Tosus on Gaf Kuf Chaf addresses the question. You only have one Kizayis matzah. If you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Pesach, then it automatically applies to matzah. You would not be Yotze the mitzvah of matzah d'oraisa if you ate it after Chatzos.
This is kind of like what Rav Sack was saying in the Shir Kolei about the Zidus Hoda, because you had to eat it really quickly, you had to eat it within a time frame, and basically the time frame.
I remember he spoke about Zidus Hoda. I'm not sure why. Again, you see, here's the question: when you mentioned Michael time frame, we get into a very, very fundamental question. What is your time frame? Again, I don't want to get off on a tangent because I'm going to give this to Neshe Lander tonight. But what is your time frame? Is it the moment in which God skipped over Bnei Yisrael, the houses, and he saw the Mashkis saw the blood on the mezuzah, and the Bnei Yisrael was spared at the time of Makkos Bechoros? At that moment, according to Chazal and the Medrash, Hashem declared that Paro should be Meshacher Bnei Yisrael. There was an act, a formal act of Shikur, in which Paro had to get up and declare, Harei Atem Bnei Chorim. And at that moment, the Makkos Bechoros ceased. Is that your time framework for Hodaya, for Asudas Hodaya? Or no? It's the moment that Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, the actual Exodus. When did the Exodus take place? In the morning, the following morning, not at night. So that is really, in the case of Korban Pesach, the machlok stream, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chacham. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wants you to eat the Korban Pesach no later than the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared us from Makkos Bechoros and Paro is Meshacharos, that's the what we call the Avdus L'Cheirus, that's the critical moment. By that moment, which was Chatzos Lila, you have to eat the Korban Pesach. Chachom say no. The framework, as you say, for the Sudas Hodaya is the entire night of Pesach until Bnei Yisrael actually exit from the exodus from Mitzrayim. Okay, that's all a tangent. I want to get back to
the Haggadah where Rabbi Akiva and all his friends were up until morning.
Oh, that's a heavy question. You know, Michael, I have a lot to say about that. Okay, I mean, I can give you a half hour discussion. Yeah. But I want to leave it for another day because I don't know if you noticed we have 13 Marmakomas here on the page, and we've done 2 out of 13.
Okay.
So bear with me on this. What I want to discuss with you now is the question of Achila al Hasova. Okay, or Achila Sova. To my knowledge, that phrase, if you want to trace it back to its original source in Chazal, is found in a Mechilta in Parshas Bo. Does anybody have the Mechilta here? I'd instructed someone to bring it to class.
Bring it? No. I think I forgot to bring it.
You forgot to bring it. Okay.
I wrote it down, though.
All right. I also wrote it down. But I had forgotten that I wrote it down. It's on the page that I gave you out today. So all that, hope I'll get schar for looking for the Mechilta, but it's I actually copied it myself on the page. The Mechilta in Parshas Bo is interpreting the pasuk with regard to Korban Pesach of Al Matzos Umerorim Yochluhu. And the Mechilta apparently understands that Al Matzos means after Matzos. Again, this is you have to know the etymology here of how Al means after. And therefore, Mikan Omru, do you have the page I gave out? I'm hoping that everyone has the page I gave out because I'm really the shir itself is following that sequence. If you don't have the page, I should have a couple extra copies. Of course, go find them. But okay. Anybody else? Anybody else not have this page that I gave out today? Because again, I'd love you to follow. You know, simply blow by blow. We're up to number 3. So Mikan Omru, this is the Lashon of the Mechilta, HaPesach Nechal Achilas Sova, V'ein Matzos Umerorim Necholim Achilas Sova. Which means that the Matzah and the Moror come first, and the Pesach comes last. Now Rabosai, the fact that the Mechilta derives this from a pasuk in Chumash would indicate what about that we're dealing with the Doraisa. So again, I submit to you that at this point in the discussion, we may have to reverse our position. But at this point, I would submit to you that according to the Mechilta, the halacha of Achila Sova with regard to Korban Pesach is a Doraisa requirement.
The
Mechilta is way before the Rishon, like 1,000 years before the Rishon. You know, we're talking about the time of Chazal. Okay then?
Wow.
And now, Rabosai, we come to the crux of the matter. What is Achila Sof? What does that mean? What constitutes Achila Sof? The Mechilta doesn't explain. It just uses the term Achila Sova, but doesn't interpret what that means. What constitutes Achila Sova? Can anybody offer me 2 different possibilities as to what Achila Sova means?
So it could be either you're like satiated, like being that.
Say it one more time. You are satiated. You become satiated. What? Say it again.
Meaning, like you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach when you're already like full.
Good. What's the other possibility? You're halfway there.
That's what gets you full.
Okay, that's good. But I need a little bit sharper. Your mom is there, but...
You eat like 99 of the chagiga and then one of...
Oh, I see what you're saying. No. That's not what I have in mind.
That's not what I
That Achila Sova defines Achila as far as the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, right? We start with the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which if you take a look at the at the second pages, the ones I gave out on Monday. This should be in front of you because we're gonna. The pasuk in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, says vi achlu es habasa b'layla hazeh. Correct? How do you define vi achlu?
They ate.
How do you define achilu?
Kedaka.
What else besides kedaka? But how much do I have to eat to constitute an achilu? Kizayis. That's a universal halacha. For example, in matzah, if you ask me how much matzah I have to eat, there's no question in my mind, and there's no issue. It's open and shut. It's a kizayis. But very often, the Torah uses a word or a term in one context, and it means X. In a different context, the Torah itself adds and tells you that X, it doesn't mean X, it means Y. Meaning, the fact that the word achila, as a universal definition, means kizayis. Achila equals kizayis. That's the volume I need for an achila. Less than achila doesn't constitute less than a kizayis, excuse me, doesn't constitute an achilum. More than a kizayis is not relevant. You've already established an achilum once you've hit the fan. You know, you got to that point where you ate a kizayis. After that, you know, you want to eat the eagle. That's like, you know, just eating, but it's not halachic eating. Elsewhere, for example, Karban Pesach, the word achilum might be redefined. And what would achila sova mean? If I were trying to define the word v'achlu es habasar, how much would I have to eat? If I don't apply the universal standard of achila, namely kizayis, what would be my substitute? Take a look at the Rambam's language in Hilchas Karban Pesach, which is on this Hemshech page, I call it page 1. It's mamish in the middle of the page. This is the Rambam Hilchas Karban Pesach Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says the acharkach. You see the second line, ochel besara pesach. Now please underline the next three words, because now the Rambam is going to reveal to us how much of an achila you need. And he says kidei lisba mimenu. Do you have this, Ben? Sorry, this is right here. Kidei lisba mimenu. I'll do you a big favor and I'll underline it to you, so you follow what's going on here. Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah.
Do you see those three words? Kidei lisba mimenu?
Yeah.
So how much do you have to eat of the Karban Pesach, says the Rambam? The amount it would take to give you svia. Anybody know where that definition applies? Besides Karban Pesach? Where else does achila mean kidei svia and not less? Exactly. Because what does the Torah say? Yachalta v'savata v'irachta. Uveirachta is, it's not enough yachalta. You need what kind of achila? V'savata. An achila v'kizayis, although midarabonin you have to bench, but that's a rabbinic institution. But on a doraisa level, what constitutes achila? Kidei svia. What's kidei svia? Two kizayisim. It doubles it. It's called kibetza. Right, kibetza.
Known that a kibetza would make a guy would.
It's the size of two eggs, chicken eggs.
Wait, one egg.
One
egg,
2 hours.
2
mesons? No. I'm sorry. I meant to say a chicken egg is the size of 2 hours. Yeah. Again, not our hours. Their hours. They had very big hours. Okay.
So it's known that a kibetza would make a way a handful.
Correct. That gives you kidei svia. Now again, svia is, we're not talking about svia now, you know, in opulent America, you know, where the mayor in New York is trying to cut down the amount of people that die from obesity. Well, we're talking about kidei svia as a minimum kidei svia. It means it gives you a certain temporary satiation, we'll call it. It'll carry you over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when Rabbi Berzon has to get to Shir and he didn't eat lunch and he knows he's going to fall apart in the middle of Shir, so all of a sudden you hit him. So he takes a kibetz's worth of crackers, you know, just to carry you over. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you an example.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right, right. Is Rabbi Berzon, how many zesim of Karban Pesach do I have to eat according to the Rambam?
Two
kizesim, kidei svia. Where does Rabbi get that from? The Torah says vi achlu es habasar balayla zeh. It says vi achlu. Where's the description in the Torah that tells you that it's not your classical universal achila, but it's your benching achila, if you want to use that kidei svia? What? Which comes from where? Where did the Rabbi get it from? No, but it doesn't say. I'm asking you in Korban Pesach. I see you getting confused. I'm sure. I was just using Birkas Hamazon as a mashal, you know, as a simile. But I'm asking you, when I read the pasuk in Parshas Bo that addresses Korban Pesach and it says Vi'ochlu, how do I know that that Vi'ochlu is not the same as Ba'erev Tochlu Matzahs, the standard universal achila of Kizayis? How do I know it's the achila of benching? Again, I'm just using that as a mashal. What's the answer?
Mechilta.
Exactly. And where does Mechilta derive from? The end of this pasuk. Because what does the pasuk say? Al matzos umerorim yochlu. That piece, according to the Mechilta, is a description of the achila in the reisha of the pasuk. So I don't know what the nature of achila is in the beginning of the pasuk. Yochlu es habasar. The Mechilta is going to reveal to me that when I read the end of the pasuk, which says first eat the matzos and then eat the maror, then you're talking about an achila which is kedei svia. Do you hear that? So again, let's go over our two definitions of achila sova. One definition of achila sova means eat the Korban Pesach when you're satiated. The other definition of achila sova is eat enough of the Korban, of the basar Korban, that would satiate you. And the Rambam takes the second approach, that the amount of achila, what constitutes the volume of achila, the minimum constitutes of achila for the mitzvah of achilas ha-karban, in the case of besar ha-pesach, is how much? Kedesvi. So achila sova is defining your achila. How much of an achila do you have? What's the minimum shear of achila in order to achieve the mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach? That's the Rambam sheet.
The first definition of eating when you're satiated, who says that?
Okay, so that's what we want to look at. We're going to start by number 5 on your page. Do you see number 5 on your page? The Mishnah in Psachim? And you have this page called Hemshech that I just gave you, Ben? So take a look at the Mishnah in Psachim. It's the second source on your page. The Mishnah says the following. We olam nimnim olav ad shehebo kizayis l'chol echad v'yechad. Okay, I was hoping you would ask that question. Finally, you asked. Thank you, Michael. You see, I'm telling you, without you, we'd be lost. All right. So there's something called minui on a Korban Pesach. Anybody know what that is? Minui, lios nimnan al Korban. Can I just come to your house and say, oh, give me a piece of your Korban Pesach? I just came in from Missouri, you know. Yeah. Give me a piece of the Korban Pesach. Yeah. You have to be a monui on the Korban Pesach. It means you have to be part of the group, the chabura, the joint clan, we'll call it, of people who were monui. We originally, at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach, we were designated to be part of this particular lamb. This lamb, right? We'll call it El Lamb, El the Lamb, right? So this El the Lamb, I have to be monui, you have to be monui, we're all monui. But how many people could be monui on one Korban Pesach? By the way, a lamb is not a big animal.
Really?
Well, so how many? Could I invite the whole world? So the Mishnah says no. There's a limit. What's the minimum? What's the maximum? What's the ceiling of people that can be money on one single Korban Pesach? To guarantee that every single money will be supplied with how much?
Kizayin.
A kizayin. What do you see?
That the
Beitz is not the shear. It doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say that you have to guarantee that every single person at your Seder table eating the Korban Pesach will be given a kedei svi of the Korban Pesach. That would cut your menuyim by half.
Yeah.
All you need is one kizayis. And the Minchas Chinuch, which I pointed out here in number 6 on your page, the Minchas Chinuch derives from this Mishnah that the shear of Achila and Korban Pesach is one kizayis. Well, what mitzvah is it? Kuf Lamed Dalet. Okay? Kuf Lamed Dalet. Einu Nechal, he's talking about the Korban Pesach, Rak Lezuche Kuna, Noshim. He has a discussion here whether women eat from the Korban Pesach or not. He asks the question, how can we give it out to the Kotten? They're not a Bar Chiyuva, we're being Mevatel Mitzvah Seh. He says, Ach, B'emes, Eina Mitzvah Lechel Kulo. You don't have to eat the whole Korban Pesach. Chak Mitzvah Al Kol Echad V'Echad Lechel Kizayis. Kamo Kol Mitzvah Seh Da'achilo. Kamo Achilas Pesach. Tichsiv V'Ochlos HaBosar HaZeh. V'Yotze Yedei Chovoso B'Kizayis. The Acher Kizayis ain't a mitzuva od Yoser. Ella, he says, but we can't allow the Bosa to be Kamnosar, therefore we're allowed to give it to Ketan. So the Minchas Chinuch just jumps out as a conclusion from the Mishnah in Psachim that we saw before. Because how many people could be money on the Korban Pesach?
Correct.
Enough that we can guarantee that each one is supplied with a kezayit. Of course, that's the mitzvah of a kezayit. He doesn't have to eat anything more than a kezayit.
It doesn't prevent eating from more.
Say it again?
Meaning the feed is only a kezayit.
Yeah, you could eat more than a kezayit.
Is that for every single korban, right?
No. No, this is unique to Korban Pesach. Because we're going to see that's going to be number what? Where's Yuma? Number 9. Okay, you can see that in other kodshim you don't have to eat a kezayis. Now take a look at the Me'iri, which again is on this Hemshech page. It's the third source in your page. And the Me'iri writes the following. He says that with regard to all three regalim, there's something called a korban chagiga. And every regal requires an olas re'ia and a korban chagiga. That's the chagiga of the regal. He says, but with regard to Pesach, the Moed of Pesach, there's another category of Chagiga, which is unique to the Korban Pesach, which is called Chagigas Chamishasar. He writes on the fourth line, at the end of the fourth line, Aval Chagiga Zu Aniskeres Mimishnasenu, Eino Mimin Zeh. That's not the classical Chagiga of a Yontif that we're going to bring on the 15th of Nisan. But rather, the chagiga mentioned in the Mishnah ain't a chova el rishus. It's not even a requirement. Vehi nikreis chagigas arbaasar. It's the chagiga not of the 15th. That's a chova engendered by the moed. But rather, the chagiga of the 14th. Afal pisha aleha nemar betor vezavachta pesach Hashem elokecha tzonu bokar. And this is referring to the chagiga of the 14th. Eina mitzvah li atzma. It's not a mitzvah, it's not obligatory unto itself. Ella, what's the purpose? What's the function of chagigas arbatzar? Kidei shiyehei ha-pesach nechal achila sova. What's his definition of achila sova? Is it identical with the Rambam, or is it that he should eat it when he's full?
Yes, we fool and eat.
Correct. He says, "Mipnei shapsachim lo yum boyim el zochar v'seh v'tomim uben shana." He says all the requirements of a seh, a lamb for the Korban Pesach, are very strict. V'lo hayu mitzuyim mehem kol kach. It was not easy to find such a lamb that would fulfill all the requirements, and therefore, was the supply. How would you say, was it a great supply or a minimal supply? What word am I looking for? Was there a great supply? Is that how you'd say it? Was there an ample supply?
Abundant.
An abundant, excellent. Was it an abundant supply or a limited supply? Well, if you make so many conditions, it's got to be a set, tomim, zachar.
It's very small amount.
Very small. Ben Shana. It's only 1 year old. How many can you find in the world? Mm-hmm. So the supply was very limited. So if the supply is limited, how are you going to guarantee that everybody gets in on the action? You have to have a lot of minuyim. He says, when we talk kachal, you harbe nimnim al pesach echad. Interesting sociology, we never knew about this. So there was a large number of people on each Pesach. The lo ayah masvik lehem achila sova. You couldn't give them enough that they should satiate themselves with the achilas ha-pesach. I don't know what that means. Either it means what Ari said before, meaning that it has to carry you over the threshold, or it means that it's got to be substantial enough, like the Rambam says. Umitoch rakach, in order to solve this problem, Ramza Torah, the Torah gave us a little bit of a remez, lakrova shalmei chagiga. Again, these are the voluntary shalmei chagiga. Shetitztarif ima pesach will become one, adjoined or conjoined with the Korban Pesach, achiehei a pesach nechal asova.
Are you going to add?
No, he's not adding. What he's saying is that you fill up your belly with what?
With
Shalmei Chagiga. With Chagigas Arbasar. Let's call it Chagigas Arbasar because it has a specific name. Right. And then, now that you've got plenty of food in your belly, now you can eat an Achila Sova. And how much is that Achila Sova going to be?
Nice.
One Kezayis. Fascinating, no? So basically we have here a machlokas between the Meiri and the Rambam, in which the Meiri understands achilas sova means you're eating the carb when you're full. The Meiri explains, therefore, why the Torah gave us the option of bringing a chagiga on your dalid so that we can eat it before we eat the carbon pesach and we eat the basar pesach, which means one kezayis. It'll be an achila al hasova. And therefore, if we only have a limited supply of carbon pesach and we have a maximum number of people, so we're going to join many people on one carbon, and we're going to guarantee that each person gets what? A kezayis, like the mission that we saw in the 8th parak of Psachim, now was set to go. Each person will get his kezayis. His belly is already full because what did he eat? No. He ate from the chagiga, and it's fantastic. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that how much do you have to eat? Kedei svia. Kedei svia means you have to eat a shear of two zaysim. But the obvious question now is going to be, for how does he reconcile himself with the Mishnah in Sochen that says that Achia Hebo Kizayis Lechol Echod V'Ech?
So he says Kobetza is the minimum shear a person must eat, as Rambam holds.
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. You see, the Korban Pesach and the Achilas of Pesach has two dimensions to it. One dimension I would call the nitty gritty. What do you absolutely have to have? There's another dimension of the Korban Pesach called Achilas Sova. From the perspective of the nitty gritty, you need what? A kezayis. From the perspective of Kidei Svia Ala Sova, you need twice that amount. You need Kidei Svia.
We can separate these two things. We can like say that they go.
Take a look at the Rambam again. Now we'll go back to the Rambam. Let's go back to the drawing board. Mitzvah min ha-mufchar, says the Rambam, lechol besar ha-pesach achila sova.
What is
okay, so let me ask you a question.
Choices.
Let me ask you this. Yoshua, do you know anyone who davens in the morning vatikin?
Yeah.
Okay. The Rambam says, mitzvah min ha-mufchar lispal vatikin. But yet, the Rambam also says it can be Yotzei Shachris up until the fourth hour, which could be 11 o'clock, I don't know, 10 o'clock, whatever it is.
It's like a Mahadran Mitzvah.
This is for the Chatzot.
I don't want it, again, only because we don't have time for this. It's not exactly Mahadran. Mahadran means to embellish the Mitzvah. Mitzvah min Amuvchar means that's the way you do the Mitzvah. It's not just Mahadran. We don't do Tefillah, Shachris I'm talking about, the way the Rambam really designs it and he pictures it. That requires vasikin. Very few people do that. In many neighborhoods, they have this vasikin clock up on the thing, and then people, they'll get a lot of people to come. Certain times of the year, it's not so terrible. It could be as late as 6, but other times it could be before 5. They tell you vasikin to the second. That's the mitzvah min amuvchar. So the Rambam says that what is the mechilta addressing when the Mechilta says you have to eat Kedei Svia? It's addressing Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. And then the Rambam says, I'm fast forwarding to the end of the Rambam, the Imlo Achal Ela Kezayis Yotze Yedei Chovos. So that's what I call the nitty gritty, the nuts and bolts.
So you see how he reconciles with the Mishnah.
Say it now, Gabriel. Good. Take the words out of my mouth, please.
He says that the minimum you are required to eat a person has to have a kezayis, a shiru kezayis. And the Mishnah says, "Achi hebo kezayis lechol So you see that the Mishnah requires a minimum that a person should have is kazayis, but it implies that like you could have more to have been mitzvah.
Correct. There are two dinim here. This is Mamish two dinim. From the perspective of the nitty gritty mitzvah that's absolutely indispensable, the absolute minimum requirement you need a kazayis, you have to, when it's the law of minui, reflects the minimum requirement. In other words, each gavra, each individual member of that manui has to fulfill his chofes gavra. The chofes gavra is fulfilled with the kizayis. Says the Rambam, but you should know that is a mitzvah in a muvchar. You want to embellish the mitzvah, but again, it's more than just embellishing. I hate to use that term because this is the choice way of doing the mitzvah. Then the Mechilta tells us that it's got to be what? An achila sova, says the Rambam. Now achila sova requires you that you eat how much of the meat? Kidei sova, kidei svia. That's already double the amount. That's not one zayis, that's already two zayis. Yeah. But the minimum requirement for minui in Hilchas minui is determined by the shear of chovas gavra of yotzi de chovas of kizayis. Isn't that nice?
Well, does this imply that according to the Rambam that either way, it's still, you're still going to chachila, or that if you eat a kabetz of chachila, but either kazayis b'di'evet.
Again, I don't want to use the word b'di'evet. I would say that if you eat a kazayis, you forfeit the mitzvah min ha-mufchar. You forfeit the kiyum of achila sova, which the Rambam identifies as kidei svia.
So you forfeit the ideal way of doing it.
Exactly. It's like I don't know about you, but it's like when I daven shacharis, I forfeit the ideal way of davening. People don't realize how significant Vasikin is. It's a mitzvah and a move car. That's the way the mitzvah is.
We don't know when Vasikin is.
You don't know? They have these clocks now. They'll tell you exactly when it is. You know.
Also like roughly,
okay, Rabos, I don't mean to get into discussion about Vasikin here. I was just using that as a mushal. Just like I was using benching as a mushal. Yoshua got to all of it.
Yeah. How does this compare with Meiri again?
Oh, so the Meiri now makes a lot of sense. When the Meiri says that you have a kium of ala sova, the Meiri says that that's going to be your mitzvah min ha-muvchar in Karban Pesach. Not the Rambam's mitzvah min ha-muvchar, but the Meiri's mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Meaning, you can eat a kazayis when you're absolutely famished, and you'll be yotzei the mitzvah, you'll obtain the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, v'yochol es ha-bosel. But what you'll be missing is al matzus from your chlu that you should eat it when you're already satiated. It doesn't reflect on the minimum amount. The Meiri could take the Mishnah that we spoke about in the 8th parak of Pesachim Kipshuta without getting into convoluted, confusing, complicated issues. How much do you have to get from the manui by being manui? You have to get a kazayis. That's your mitzvah. You have no mitzvah beyond a kazayis. Anything beyond a kazayis is perfectly voluntary on your part. But we want you to eat it when you're satiated. But Meiri, tell me, how can I eat it when I'm satiated? There's nothing on the table. You give me a little piece of lamb here. You know, we're 50 people on this one lamb. I'm lucky I got a kazayis. So how do I eat that kizayis when I'm already satiated? The answer is the Torah gave us a way out. And what's the solution? Give out the chagiga. And bring as many chagigas as you have to guarantee that everyone's enjoying the karma chagiga. It's again, which chagiga are we talking about that's optional? Only the chagigas arbas, or the chagigas chameshas, or like the chagiga of Shmuas and Sukkot is a requirement. That's obligatory. But there's a personal kind of chagiga that you can opt for. When I say you, I mean all the Bnei HaChabura, to guarantee that when you get to the Korban Pesach, you're going to eat it a la sova when you're already satiated. Isn't that beautiful? But there's one problem. And that is that the Chagiga itself also requires a la sova.
Requires what?
Also requires a la sova.
The second one, not the first one. The Chiyuv, the Chagiga, not the Rishut, the...
No, I'm saying that the requirement of ala sova, not as a shir, as the Rambam says, but when you're satiated, that halacha applies not just to Karban Pesach. It applies to Chagiga, and for that matter, it applies to all kachim. How do I know that? And that I know from Rashi and the Rambam, which is Rashi and the Rashbam, which is number 11 on your page. Okay?
No, I'm sure.
Okay, so let's look at Rashi on Daf Pei Vav. I underlined it in my Gemara to make it easy to find it. Rashi says on the second line from the top, Shekein Chovas Kol HaKarbonos. Please underline if it's your own Gemara. Please underline Kol HaKarbonos. Kidakaimalan. Okay, we're going to have to talk about this. He quotes a Gemara in Chulin, Limashcha, that's a pasuk in Chumash, Ligdula. The word Limashcha is interpreted by the Gemara to mean Ligdula. Kederach Shamalach Hamalachim Ochlim. The way kings eat. You know, kings are not famished. You know, they're not grabbing for, you know, rip it apart, I'm so hungry. The king has plenty of food on his table all the time.
And, there's
always a kiddush, right? Like a teenage kiddush. You know, there's always a kiddush. And then he eats when he's satiated. That's the way a king eats. And that's the way we eat what? That's a bad no. Kol HaKarbonos. The Gemara in Chulin Lemashcha is talking about all the karbonos. Every karbon requires what? Lemashcha Ligdula. Like a king. Ala Sova.
Yeah.
And Rashi says it also on Daf Ayin. Let's go back to Rashi on Daf Ayin. Ala Sova. You see it on the top of the page?
Yeah.
Sheyu nenim bachiloso v'techoshev lahem. Rashi says that Ala Sova enhances the achila. It upgrades it. It makes it into an achila chashuva, which applies to all karbanos. Every single karban requires lemashcha, an achila chashuva. Let's see this in the Rashbam. Look in the Rashbam back on Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis. Rashbam, in the wide lines at the bottom of your page, Dibro Maskel Kigon, it's mamish smack in the middle of that section, that leg, you know, that the L. He says, V'chein kol hakarbonos, k'dichsiv l'masha l'gdula, k'derech shamalachim ochlim. The Rashbam identifies Ala Sova as a requirement in all karbonos. Because the parasha of Lemashcha and Bamidbar Yuches is not referring to the Karban Pesach at all. It's Halach in Chashivus, in Gedula, that applies to all Karbanos. The Netziv in his Pirush on Haggadah writes that whenever they ate a Karban, they used to wear white clothes, special clothes for wearing Karbanos. That was a Chashivus. That's why some people wear a white kittel on Leila Pesach, because to remind us of how we ate the Karban Pesach. But be that as it may, both Rashi and the Rashbam are very, very consistent here, and they identify the halacha of Ala Sova as a universal halacha that applies to all kachim. And they invoke the pasuk Lemashcha Ligdula, as the Gemara interprets it, in Chulin Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Tosus, on the other hand, let's go back to Daf Ayin, disagrees. Tosus on Daf Ayin Amid Aleph, Diva Maskel Lav Chova, the Omer Riva, it's about six lines down from the top. The Mashma Biushalmi, the Hod de Pesach Nechal Asova, Hainu Midrabanon. You see, if you quote the Pasuk of Moshcha Ligdula, that's a Doraisa. He says it's only Drabanon. The Rabanon invented the concept of Nechal Asova. Apparently, he's not operating with the Mechilta that we saw in Parshas Bo. But the Yushalmi can disagree with the Mechilta, that's fine. But the Yushalmi has to justify the Halacha of Ala Sova. The Yushalmi is not denying the Halacha of Ala Sova. It's not the rice, it's only the Rabbanan. What's the nature of that Rabbanan? Why did the Rabbanan institute Halacha of Ala Sova? And Tosus Reriva answers this question by quoting the Yushalmi with a four-word answer. And what are those four words? Can you read it to me? What does that mean? If what?
If
he would eat the Karban Pesach when?
When he's really hungry.
When he's really hungry, Did you ever see somebody rip into a piece of meat, you know, when they're really hungry, a piece of chicken? And they break bones, you know. I know people who went through the Holocaust, and they suck the inside of bones. And then their children do the same thing because they saw their parents do it.
Still do that. You don't even
eat
the bones.
Eat the bones. Go ahead. I call a kavod lecha. I wouldn't. I have no objection to eating bones, except for one. There's one case where Yeshua, I wouldn't want you to eat the bones. Carbon pest. It's a lav d'oraisa. You get malchus for it.
Wow.
So the Yushalmi wants to know, how do I guarantee that a person shouldn't chas v'shalom break a bone? Eat it when it's full. Who instituted that? Not the Torah, the Rabbanan Institute.
But don't we have to finish the whole...
Totally different sheet.
But we have to finish the whole Korban Pesach, right?
The whole nother
Megillah. Yes.
So if you have to finish the whole thing, there's still a chance that you're going to break a bone. Because if you have to get every little nitty-gritty part, and some bones are really small... It's really hard to
I can't solve all your problems, so, but at least I can minimize the damage.
You can't break it.
And that's the halacha of Alei Sova. Rabosai, what I want you to see in front of your eyes are two radically different understandings of Alei Sova. Until now, we've been discussing two d'oraisas of Alei Sova. The Rambam says Alei Sova means bitzumin amuvchar, to eat kidei sviya. The Meiri said kidei sova means eat it when you're satiated. But Rashi and the Rashbam say eat all karbonos when you're satiated. It's not a halacha misuyemis. It's not a unique halacha karbesach. It's universal to all kodshim. Lemashcha ligdula, the Gemara Kulin, comes along, tastes the Riva in the name of the Yerushalmi. He says, name, Alei Sova is a din, the Rabbanon. Has nothing to do with Kodshim. It has to do with Karban Pesach. Only Karban Pesach has a violation of Etzem Lo Sishbrubo. And how did the Rabbanan guarantee, again, notwithstanding Shalom's question, that you wouldn't break the bone? By telling you, eat it when you're full. A delicate achilo, when you're full, you know, you take your time, you eat it this, you're very picky, you're very meticulous, you don't break any bones, you're not starving. If that be the case, then if Alei Sova is a unique halach in Korban Pesach, I come back to the Meiri and I understand the Meiri. How do I guarantee when there's only one little kezias of the Korban that I'll eat it when I'm full? What's the Meiri's Eitzah? Which he claims the Torah's Eitzah? Eat the Chagiga. Fill yourself up with the Chagiga. But I'm going to ask you the following question. What do you mean fill yourself up with the Chagiga? Doesn't the Chagiga have to be eaten Alei Sova?
At the same time.
Is the answer is, with regard to Chagiga, there's no lav of Etzem Lo Sishberubo. So the halacha of Alei Sova was never instituted as a rabbinic chashash that you might break a bone. Break all the bones you like in a Chagiga. Is Memela Nichai understanding? But if I hold, like Rashi and the Rashbam, that the halacha of Alei Sova is a universal halacha that applies to all karbanos. Every karban requires lemashcha ligdula. And they're explicit, they're outspoken on that. It's a d'oraisa halacha. I don't have the Yerushalmi to operate with. If that be the case, if it applies to all kodshim, then it's very odd. You're going to guarantee that I'm eating the karban pesach when I'm full because I'm going to eat the chagiga when I'm hungry. Isn't there a halacha in Chagiga that I should be eating it when I'm full? It's unbelievably complicated. But I want to point out something interesting that I found in the Magen Avraham here, which is number 10 on your page. And you'll find this on that Hemshech, you know, page that I gave you on page 2 of the Hemshech. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril is what you call a late Rishon, early Achron. In Ashkenazic literature, he's very, very important. He codifies many minhagim. I'm not sure if he may have been a Sfaradi. I'm not sure. I have to research that for you. In any event, he writes the following, L'chatchila yikach shnei zeisim, when he's talking in the laws of Afikoman, correct? The Machaber says that Kizayis Kolechad, that's the previous source on your page. If you want to underline those words, Kizayis L'Kolechad. The Magen Avraham, which is the next source on your page, says, L'chatchila the Ma'aril required Shnei Zeisim. Why Shnei Zeisim? Echad Zeichel L'Pesach, the Echad Zeichel L'Matzah, Hanachelis Imo. So the Bach, which I don't have here on the page, goes ballistic. He doesn't understand. He says, what? You need one zecher for the Korban Pesach and another zecher for the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach? You're eating matzah. How could the matzah be serving as a zecher l'matzah? And therefore, one kizayis is enough. But Rabosai, I would suggest to you that the Maril means something totally different. Why does the Maril require two zeisim? Not the way the Magen Avraham understood it. Exactly. The Maril is reflecting the Shitas HaRam that the Korban Pesach itself required two zeisim. Because the Ram understood that when it says ala sova, achila sova, it means kidesvia. You should be eating two zeisim. No, if now you're eating the afikoman to replace the Korban Pesach, the Ram holds the Korban Pesach itself, at least in its ideal state, would be a mitzvah that required two zeisim. Kidei Svia. Apply the Kidei Svia, the Shir and Achila of two zeisim, for the Afikoman to replace the Korban Pesach. And then the Bach's question, his objection against the Maril, is totally non-starter, because what's he saying? Well, you can't have a matzah to replace a matzah. We're not replacing the matzah. We're replacing the Pesach HaKodesh, the Korban Pesach. But the Rambam Shita is that the Korban Pesach itself requires Kidei Svia, which means the Achila has to be two Zeisim. Ah, Kidei Svia and Pesach. Let's transfer that over, superimpose that on the and require Kidei Svia in the Afikoman, that Zecher the Korban Pesach.
Right, was the Korban Pesach eaten with matzah?
Say it again?
Was the Korban Pesach eaten with matzah? Like together with matzah?
So that's Machlokes between Hillel and Chachamim. Hill says it was eaten in one kricha as a sandwich, and the Chacham said it was eaten separately. First you ate the matzah, you ate the maror, and then you ate the Korban Pesach.
Because Rama says only you only have to eat the Korban Pesach to eat, but the Maril's rice that you have to eat one side for the Pesach and one for the matzah, so you're not eating two for the Pesach, you're eating one for the
No. Read the Maril again. The way the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Maril is the echad, another zayis l'zecha l'matzah necheles imo. That's the matzah that was eaten together with the Korban Pesach, an accompaniment of the Korban Pesach. We discussed this, I think, on Monday. I don't think you were here. Yeah, we said that there were two mitzvahs of matzah at the time of the Mikdash. There's one separate independent mitzvah of Ba'erev Tok Matzah. There's another mitzvah of eating matzah as an accompaniment with the Korban Pesach. That matzah as an accompaniment requires, according to Magen Avraham's interpretation of Ariel, its own zecher. That's a kezayis unto itself. But then you need a zecher for the Besar HaKodesh of the Korban Pesach, so that requires a kezayis, so you need two kezayisim. But we're saying you don't have to say that pshat. And avoid the Bach, the Bach slings and arrows. Just say that we want the replacement of the Korban Pesach to be exactly like the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach itself was eaten two zeisim, according to the Rambam, kidei svia. Let's eat the matzah safikoma, and also, like the Korban Pesach, kidei svia, with two zeisim. And Rabosai, I believe neder. I don't want to say this out loud, but this year I'm going to eat two zeisim for the afikoman, because I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this Torah that even though my father did not eat two zeisim, and I hate to break away from the minhag of my father, but I'm sure that if my father was sitting here today, he would smile and he would say, "Go for it." So I'm going to believe neder. I don't want to say it out loud, but I'm thinking of eating two kezayisim. And I very rarely change my minhag, very rarely. But this one,
holy matzah.
Yeah, holy matzah. I spoke to my son yesterday about getting holy matzah. Yeah. What do you say?
Can you drink water with it?
I don't know. I have to look in the postgame. I remember that we avoided drinking water with it, but. The post game, I think, allow you to drink water after. Remind me, we'll look it up. But I think you're allowed to drink water after, but not during. In fact, we drink the fourth cup of wine. The fourth cuss is afterwards. So I'd say water is no worse than the dali cuss. What?
Third and fourth.
Right. So we drink two kosos. But to eat something solid, that's what I think is the problem. Rabosai, since we're discussing a comparison between Besar Korban Pesach and the Mitzvah Achilas HaPesach, and Kodshim in general, which also require Achila, V'yachal Osam V'kupar Bahem, which is one of the mitzvahs that's counted in the Taryag, in today's page, if you flip to the back, you'll see that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, which is smack in the middle of your page, Mitzvah Saseh Peiches, Mitzvah Achilas Besar Kodshim Shal HaKarbonos HaNecholim. He's talking about all karbonos, correct? Every single carbon has a mitzvah of achila, except for the Ola. The Ola is Kula Kolio, but that's an exception to the rule. So I would like to ask you the following question. The Rashbam and Rashi and the Rashbam apply the principle, the mitzvah of Kedes, of Alas Sova, to all kodshim, right? L'moshcha l'gdula. And obviously it applies to Korban Pesach, and that's the Afikoman. But my question to you is it fair to lump together the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach with the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim? Because the Rambam has Achilas Kodshim as Peiches, that's the 88th mitzvah. If you rewind to mitzvah Nun Vav, the Rambam has a mitzvah say Min HaTorah Lechol Besar HaPesach. So in addition to the universal mitzvah to eat all Kodshim, there's a mitzvah counted in Taryag to eat the Korban Pesach. Are those two identical? I mean, the very fact that the Rambam counts them as two separate mitzvahs, if Achilas Pesach emerges, or shall I say it, how do you say in English, to be Porish, it separates itself, right, as a separate mitzvah, there must be some unique reflection of that in the Halach of Achilas HaPesach. So it's very nice that the Rashi and the Rashbam are applying the universal standard of Alas Sova to of all Kodshim and Korban Pesach. There's no difference between the two. But are there any differences at all? So I want to call to your attention the Gemara in Yuma, that's number 9 on your page, which is discussing Chalukas Lechem HaPonim. And the Gemara in Yuma tells us, which I don't know if I was able to put that on your page. I think it's somewhere or the what?
Yeah, this is the Hemshech.
Oh, here it is. Hemshech on page 1, the Yuma Lamites. The Gemara establishes that when they divvied up the showbread, which was divvied up once a week, if you recall, Kol Kohen, the Gemara tells us, Magilo Kipul. Pul is a small bean. It's much smaller than an olive. So Tosis Yeshanim, which is classic in Yuma, that's a classic commentary on Yuma, it's published on the page, he says, I don't understand. Just like there's a mitzvah to eat kodshim, there's a mitzvah to eat lechem aponim. Lechem aponim is part and parcel of the mitzvah to eat kodshim. And achila requires what? As a universal rule, kezias. How can you give each kohen a kapul, like a little bean? The Yesh Lomar, he answers, the Lotzarech Kizayis. El Kizayis Adif. No, if all things are equal, ideally, I would like to give him a Kizayis. But he doesn't need to eat a Kizayis. Now, what's going on over here? When it comes to Korban Pesach, for sure you need a Kizayis. Maybe in Dugzesin. But certainly a Kizayis. And now you have a mitzvah, which is derived from the Pasuk V'ochlu Esa. V'ochlu Esa Basar. And you require Achilas Kodshim. Why don't you require Kezias?
Because you don't have.
What do you say?
You don't have a Kezias.
What do you mean? You guarantee that there's a Kezias. You'll cut down the number of Kohanim that are eating if you don't have a Kezias. But I mean, the Lechem HaPonim had a Kezias worth. Trust me on that. But they gave it out amongst all the Kohanim. Each Kohanim got a little pool. And the Gemara says he was satisfied with it, blah, blah, blah. But what about the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim? So first of all, I want to tell you a chiddush from the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, part of it you'll see on the page that I gave you today, the flip side, in Chelek Aleph Simon Beis, and that's an earlier part. He says, why does the Rambam, when it comes to Korban Pesach, the Rambam has two mitzvahs in Taryag. He has Hakrovas HaPesach, which means the whole process of bringing the Korban, and he has Achilas HaPesach. In other Kodshim, the Rambam has the mitzvah of Hakrov and Achila counted as one. So the Beis Halevi establishes that in Karban Pesach there's a separate mitzvah of achila that's not part of the Hakrovas HaKarban. But then if you take a look at the Hemshech page that I gave you on Monday towards the bottom, the Beis Halevi establishes the following chiddush. And this, I have to tell you, is classical Brisker Torah. He says that in Karban Pesach, because of the separate nature of the mitzvah of achila, which imposes an obligation on every single member of the community, of the menuyim, the chabura, a chovas gavra, that means you have to eat achila, therefore you have to eat at least the kezias. But in Kachim, other than Karban Pesach, where the mitzvah of achilas hakarban is just simply part of the overall mitzvah of Kachim, of Hakrava, there he says there's no obligation on the Kohen to eat, to do a Maisa Achila. The obligation is that the Kachim, that the Basar HaKodesh, be eaten. Do you hear that difference? Shehei Nechal on the third line, if you could underline those two words. Right, that's the difference between active and reflexive, if you're familiar with the little digdum. Right, between Ochel and Nechal. V'lo Yehei Nosar. In other words, any kachim, I have to guarantee that it won't become nosar. He says the mitzvah is incumbent upon the base av. That means all the kohanim who at that particular week or 2 week period are in charge of the kachim. That they were, you know, they go through the rotation. And therefore, as long as it's not nosar, even if you have to link together all the people at the table, I mean all the people, all the kohanim, in order to generate and guarantee that the basar hakodesh would be nechal and there's no nosar, it doesn't matter whether each individual kohen has implemented a maisa achila and can fulfill this chovas gavra. There is no maisa achila, there is no chovas gavra. Even if you get kippul, as long as we guarantee that the entire kodesh was eaten, that's enough to fulfill the mitzvah which is incumbent on the Beis Av, the Kohanim who supervise that Kachim. But in the case of Achilas Basar Pesach, where the Torah commands you under a separate mitzvah of the Achlu Es HaBasar, as a separate mitzvah in Taryag, which engenders a Chovas Gavra of a Mais Achila, there's no Achila less than a Kezias. So Rabosai, we see very clearly from the Beis HaLevi, and the Or Samech also has this, at the end of page 1 of the Hemshech, he says, Karban Pesach choluk bedino mikol karbonos. The chol karbonos mitzvah liochlam. Aval ein mitzvah karkafta de gavra. It's not a mitzvah incumbent on the particular person that he has to engage in an achila. El shiyin necholim. It's almost word for word, the Beis HaLevi. I don't know how they both prophesized with the same language. They were pretty much contemporaries. I think the Or Samech may have been a little younger than the Beis HaLevi. I'm not positive. V'lo yovali dei nosar, while a Pesach mitzvah shekol echad yochal kezayis is a separate independent mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach, which requires an achil of a kezayis, and no less than a kezayis will do. And therefore, when they divvied up the Karban, they had to make sure and guarantee that there weren't too many menuyim on the Karban, each one would get a kezayis. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. We still have a lot to talk about. We'll try to finish that. But we need there tomorrow.